From New York City, we bring you our Christmas Dr. Christian story called No Crib for His Bed. Presented for your enjoyment by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other famous Vaseline specialties. Men, are you sure your hairline is at the same place it was a few years ago? Or are you developing a higher forehead with pronounced peaks at the temples? Do you have dry, brittle hair that becomes difficult to manage after a shampoo? These are all signs of dry scalp. If you have any of them, try Vaseline Hair Tonic. Vaseline Hair Tonic contains no drying ingredients. Instead, it supplements the natural oils of the scalp. Those oils which are dried out in sunshine or steam-heated rooms or washed away in shower baths. Before your next shampoo, rub plenty of Vaseline Hair Tonic on your scalp. And every morning when you comb your hair, use a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic as a dressing. A short time with this pleasant treatment, and you'll notice an amazing difference. With Vaseline Hair Tonic, your hair will always be healthy-looking, handsome, and easy to comb. Vaseline Hair Tonic comes in two sizes of shaker top bottles at only 40 and 70 cents. Try Vaseline Hair Tonic tomorrow. And now for our play. It is only a few days before Christmas, and River's End is gay with the holiday spirit. Holly wreaths have appeared in windows and over doorways. Christmas trees are piled high on the sidewalks in front of Briggs Grocery Store on State Street. And over at the church, Angela Jenkins is busy with the children in her Sunday school class rehearsing the Christmas pageant. But in Dr. Christian's office, where white-faced Mary Bartlett sits, a baby in her arms telling her story, there is little thought of Christmas.
He promised he'd be back long ago, Dr. Christian. He was sure he'd get work in Center City. They're taking on lots of men over there, and he said he'd send me a postal right off and tell me when he'd come and get me.
Oh, you mustn't worry so, Mary. You're sure to hear from him soon.
But it's 6 weeks, Dr. Christian, and I haven't had a word. Ben was never like that. He's thoughtless and sort of careless sometimes, but he wouldn't forget to write to me entirely.
Well, there's probably some reason.
I know there's a reason. Something's happened to him.
There's no reason to think that, Mary. Ben is a good boy, but he's a wandering type, always looking for adventure. Well, when he's had his little fling, he'll come back to you. Mary, did Ben leave you enough money to get along on while he was away?
Why, yes, Dr. Christian. He gave me money.
But he didn't expect to be away nearly as long as this, you said. Mary, you and I are old friends. I brought this baby of yours into the world. Certainly, you can tell me the truth.
Why, well, what's the use of pretending to you? I've used it all up. Everything he left, Dr. Christian. Well, the room rent's way overdue, and I haven't got even enough for Sonny's milk tonight.
Why didn't you tell me before?
Oh, I kept thinking Ben would come back or write and send me some money, and I didn't want to bother you.
Well, that's nonsense.
Dr. Christian, I guess you don't understand how I feel about this. I'm frightened. Well, if Ben isn't coming back,
Of course he's coming back.
How do you know? Maybe he's tired of us, of all the bother and trouble.
Mary. Listen, child. I want you to take this.
Oh, no.
And I want you to go and have a good dinner and get anything you need for the baby and then go home and get a real night's rest.
Dr. Christian, I can't take money.
And come in and see me day after tomorrow. I'll try to reach some people I know in Center City and see if I can't get some news of Ben.
Oh, Dr. Christian, could you? Oh, do you suppose maybe by Christmas...
It's a baby's first Christmas. Ben shouldn't miss that.
Oh, no. No, he shouldn't. He mustn't miss it. Oh, Dr. Christian, you do think you can find him, don't you?
I think so, Mary.
Because if you can't... If Ben isn't coming back, I don't believe that even as much as I love Sonny, I'd want to go on living.
Children, this is the last rehearsal before the performance tomorrow night, and I want you to show me just how nicely you can do your parts. Dr. Christian will be here any moment, and I'd like to run through the entire pageant just to see if he has any suggestions.
Is Dr. Christian coming here?
Yes, he said he'd like to see a rehearsal.
Then And maybe he'll help us, Miss Jenkins.
Mm-hmm, that's what he's coming for, Patsy.
I don't mean that, Miss Jenkins. I mean about the baby.
The baby?
The baby for the Christ child in the pageant.
Oh, I've told you, children, we can't have a real baby. We're going to use a doll.
But a live baby would be so much nicer.
Well, perhaps, but I don't know any way of getting one.
Doctors always know where there are lots of babies. I bet Dr. Christian could find one.
No, he couldn't, children, and there's no use of bothering him. Oh, here he comes now. Go and get your costumes on, all of you. Walter, call the wise men. Where are the shepherds?
They're playing jacks in the choir room.
Oh, we'll get them right away. Hello, Dr. Christian.
Miss Jenkins, please. Can't I even ask Dr. Christian?
No, Patsy, no. Oh. Dr. Christian, I'm so glad you've come. We're all ready to show you just what we're going to do tomorrow.
Angela, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid I'll have to disappoint you.
Oh, why? What's wrong?
Do you know Mary Bartlett?
The girl who married Ben Bartlett, you mean? I know who she is. She's just had a new baby, didn't she?
Yes. Well, Ben went over to Center City right after the baby was born looking for work. Last Monday, Mary came to me for help in finding him.
You mean she hasn't heard from him?
No.
Oh, do you think he's abandoned her?
I didn't think so, but I haven't been able to get any trace of him.
Oh, that's a shame. But what can you do tonight?
Well, I've got to do something. Mrs. Tripp, who runs the rooming house where Mary's been staying, just phoned me. She says Mary disappeared.
Disappeared?
Yeah, gone bag and baggage. Mary and the baby.
Oh.
Judy Price and I are going to drive over to Center City. I think that's where she'd probably go to look for Ben. I'm sorry to miss rehearsal, Angela, but...
Oh, you know, I wouldn't let you stay. But you'll be here for the pageant tomorrow night, won't you?
Of course.
Oh, the children are working so hard. They're really doing beautifully. You know, Patsy Hewitt is playing Mary, and Walter Jones is Joseph. I'm having a dreadful time with them because they want a real baby to put in the manger.
Well, sticklers for realism, aren't they?
Yes.
Well, good luck, Angela.
Good luck to you. Is there anything I can do?
No, I've notified the police. Mary can't be very far away. If I can find some trace of Ben, why, goodbye.
Goodbye. Children?
Yes, Miss Angela.
What is it?
Children, I've changed my plans. Dr. Christian couldn't stay just now, so I'm going to go on rehearsing the angels and let the rest of you go for a while. We have an hour's recess. 1 hour.
Oh,
now, I want the angels to sing a little more softly.
Let's go over to Roy Davis's drugstore and get some hot chocolate, shall we?
Well, I've got to go down to the bus station first and get a schedule for my mother. We got company coming tomorrow, and she wants to know the exact time.
Want us to go along?
Sure.
Well, I'm not going. Look out the window. Beginning to snow.
Oh, goody, goody. Well, it'll be all lovely and deep and...
I'll wait for you at the drugstore, Patsy.
All right, we'll hurry. Come on, Walter.
Okay.
Oh, isn't it grand that it's snowing? Look, great big sleigh.
Yeah.
Now it'll really seem like Christmas.
Come on, let's run in it.
All right.
Here's the schedule, young lady. Now, you tell your mother I marked all the incoming buses from Northville.
Thank you very much. Come on, Walter. What are you doing?
Getting chocolate out of the slot machine. Want a piece?
Thanks. Mmm, good.
Yeah.
I like chocolate best of any candy.
Well, come on, let's go.
What's that?
What's what?
That noise.
I didn't hear anything.
There.
Mmm. Sounds like a baby. Why?
Well, I know, but where is it?
Here. I don't know.
There's no baby here.
No.
There isn't a soul in the station. Walter!
What?
Look, it's in that bundle. There on the bench.
What is?
The noise. Listen.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. Gee, it's funny anybody'd leave a baby all rolled up like that. Gee, we better go back and tell a man at the ticket window.
I suppose so.
I'll go do it.
Wait.
What for?
I'm going to look at it first.
You think we should?
Of course. Look. It's all wrapped up.
Yeah.
Whoever left it didn't want to get cold. Baby, where are you? There.
Huh?
Hello, baby. Oh, Walter, look, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's cute, isn't it?
Just wanted to be uncovered. It was about smothered. Darling, darling baby. Walter, look at it. It's just too precious for words. Look, it's smiling.
Yeah.
It's the prettiest baby I ever saw.
Hey, what's that paper on its dress?
Where? Oh, it looks like a note.
I bet it is. Gee, if it's an abandoned baby, they always leave notes with them.
You suppose we ought to read it?
Sure, maybe it tells something. Let's see. Please take care of my baby for me. I've gone to find his father.
Gee, Walter, this baby is abandoned.
Yeah.
He doesn't belong to anybody.
I guess not.
Mother's gone away and left him.
Sure looks that way.
Well, we found him, so doesn't that make him belong to us?
Yeah, I guess it does.
Well, then, help me wrap him up, Walter.
What are you going to do with him?
Tuck that blanket in tight.
Yeah.
Is anybody looking at us, Walter?
No, there's nobody around, but I don't
come
see what...
Come to Patsy, baby darling. Don't be afraid. Patsy will take care of you. Come, darling.
Patsy Hewitt, are you crazy? Where are you going with that baby?
Shh. Come on, I'll show you.
What is it, Patsy? You're interrupting rehearsal.
I'm sorry, Miss Jenkins, but I just had to bring him right in.
What?
He's sort of heavy.
I wanted to help carry him, but she wouldn't put him down.
Well, put who down? What are you talking about?
About the baby.
What baby?
The one we found. Look, Miss Jenkins, he's just like the little Lord Jesus. Oh. He hasn't got a crib for his bed either.
That ends the first act of our Dr. Christian drama, No Crib for His Bed. We'll have a brief intermission now, and while we're waiting for the curtain to go up again, I want you to hear what this good customer has to say.
Well, it seems to me that someone in my family always has a cold these winter days. But when we get a cold in the nose or head with that stuffy, stopped-up feeling, we don't suffer long, for I always keep a jar of Vaseline jelly handy. If you just put a little up each nostril, in no time at all, the Vaseline jelly begins to melt, spreads a soothing film over the swollen membranes, and makes breathing easier. And another thing, a teaspoonful of Vaseline jelly, night and morning, is remarkably effective in relieving a sore throat due to colds. In my opinion, there's nothing like Vaseline jelly for the relief of colds. Why, we wouldn't know how to get along without it.
Very few people throughout the country do get along without Vaseline jelly. I think it's safe to say that no other household product has gained such widespread popularity. Thousands of people everywhere use Vaseline jelly, and one reason is because they know it is always pure, always safe. If your supply of Vaseline jelly is running low, get some tomorrow. Vaseline jelly costs only 10 cents for a generous jar or tube at any druggist's. Now let's turn our attention again to our Dr. Christian Christmas story, No Crib for His Bed. The curtain is rising, and the scene is the main highway from Center City into our town. A real Christmas snow is falling as Judy and Dr. Christian approach in the doctor's car. In the back seat is Ben Bartlett, whom they are bringing back to spend Christmas with his wife and baby.
I'm sorry, Judy. I thought I'd have you home long before this. But this snow makes...
It's all right, Dr. Christian. Don't worry.
It's all my fault. I don't know how I'll ever pay you back for all your trouble.
Just never do it again, Ben. That's all the thanks I want.
I didn't mean to do it this time. Honest, Doc, I sent Mary a postal. I can't imagine why she didn't get it.
Well, one postal wasn't very much in 6 weeks, Ben.
I know, but gosh, I ain't much of a writer. Well, I didn't want to tell her I couldn't find a job, but when I got hired the first of the week, I was so happy I was fit to be tied, and I had it all planned to go home tonight and surprise her. I was all packed to take the late bus when the boss called up the rooming house and said you were looking all over Center City for me.
I certainly was.
I'm sorry you had to come way over here. But Dr. Christian, how's Mary? Does she feel all right again? And how's the kid?
Ben, if you really care so much for Mary and the baby, how does it come you've neglected them like this?
Neglected them? I haven't neglected them, Dr. Christian. Why, I've thought about Mary every minute since I left, the baby, too.
But to go away so soon and stay and not even write.
Oh, I know. I suppose you wouldn't understand.
But what did you do all this time?
Oh, I just stayed there waiting and hoping.
What'd you get along on yourself?
Oh, I managed. Let's not talk about it, Doc. It's all over, and the boss has promised me steady work. I can bring Mary and the baby right back with me. Gosh, look at that snow. It's practically a blizzard.
Can you see to drive, Dr. Christian?
No, I guess so. As long as this windshield wiper works.
A white Christmas. It'll be lovely, won't it?
Yes. Yeah, that it will be. Once we get home.
Oh, what's the matter?
The snow swept over the road. We seem to be stuck. I can't get any traction.
Oh. Gosh, it's bad, ain't it?
And the wind gets good sweep across these fields. They ought to protect the road.
It'll certainly be exciting if we get snowed in. I'm glad we've got a heater.
Hey, Doc, look, what's that there on the road ahead?
I don't see anything.
I thought I saw something move.
Maybe it's a dog.
No, it looked more like a person. I guess I imagined it.
Nobody'd be out on the road on a night like this.
Not if they could help it.
Well, we'll try this once more.
Say, would it do any good for me to get out and push, Doc?
No, I don't think so. Well, here goes.
Hey, we're moving.
Yeah, we're pulling out of it. Go on, give her the gas, Dr. Christian.
She's taking hold.
Yeah.
There. Be out.
Ben, you're right. There is something there on the snow. Looks like a sack. Dr. Christian, stop.
What's the matter?
That's no sack. It's alive. It moved again just now.
Great Jupiter. You mean it's somebody out in this storm?
No. Here, let me go.
Oh, you stay here. Hold the door so the snow won't blow in till I get him. Hello? Hello there. I'm coming.
Must be someone who got lost in the blizzard.
Well, he's right on the main road.
Yes, but you can hardly see where the road is. Look, the snow's up above Dr. Christian's knees.
Yeah.
He's getting there, though.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's got him.
Hey, but he can't walk. Look, Dr. Christian's lifting him. I'm going to get out and help.
No, you stay here. Dr. Christian's all right. You better save your strength. We're not out of here yet.
I know. Oh, here they come. It's not very big. Looks like a kid. The doc's carrying him.
Yeah. Here, get Brace to hold the door so we can lift that man in.
Okay.
Looks as though he was unconscious.
Open the door, Ben.
Right.
Give me a hand here, will you?
All right. Okay, Doc.
Take your shoulders, Ben.
All right.
Slide him.
There. There we are.
Get him under the back seat.
Oh. Now, getting yourself, Dr. Christian.
Oh, I'm all right. Don't worry about me. But the boy's fainted, I think. Can you reach my medicine kit, Judy?
Right. Here, I'll unfasten his coat. Here's his cap, Judy.
Yeah.
Look out, it's caked with snow. Dr. Christian.
What's the trouble? Let me get over there. Is the boy... He's not dead, is he?
I don't know. Dr. Christian, it's not a boy.
Who is it?
It's... Mary.
How is she now, Dr. Christian?
She's all right, Ben. She's getting dressed and she'll be out here in a minute.
But is she well enough?
Yes, all she needed was rest and some hot food. I've explained everything, Ben. I think she's understanding.
Gee, Doc, when I think of her walking all that way in that blizzard to find me...
Prove to her your word, Ben.
Oh, I'll spend the rest of my life trying. Doc, haven't you heard anything more from the police?
I told you the police think they're on the trail of the people who have Sonny.
Doc, honest, when I think what a washout I'd been treating Mary this way and... Mary and Sonny, I'd...
Dr. Christian, have they found Sonny?
Mary.
Ben. Oh, Ben, our baby. I don't deserve having a baby. Letting this happen.
Oh, Mary, darling.
But I was sure you were sick or in trouble, terrible trouble. I had to find you, and I knew I couldn't carry the baby and walk all the way to Center City.
Oh, I know.
I was half crazy. I didn't know what I was doing. I thought if I left him there in the bus station, somebody would find him and take care of him. Till I got back, I thought it would...
Oh, forget all about that now, Mary. It was just a bad dream.
But I can't wake up from it until I have Sonny back.
Just a minute. Hello? Yes? Yes? Thank you. I'll be right over. Mary, do you feel strong enough to walk just a little way?
What? Where?
Just across the street to the church.
But Dr. Christian, the baby...
You're going to get your baby, Mary. Here, put your coat around you.
There are candles in all the windows. What? This is Christmas Eve, isn't it?
Yes, it's Christmas, children. A Merry Christmas for you both, I hope. Merry, Merry Christmas.
Sit here, Mary, where you can see the stage.
It's a Christmas pageant, isn't it?
Yes, the children are giving it. Look at the star.
The Star of Bethlehem.
And here come the shepherds following it.
And there are the angels.
Tidings of great joy. Unto you is born this day in Bethlehem of Judea a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
Ben, look. There's the stable in Bethlehem.
In the manger.
And all the shepherds and the wise men coming to worship the new king. And Dr. Christian, watch that little girl who's playing Mary.
Yes, she's certainly living the part.
You'd think she had a real baby.
Maybe she has.
Oh, she couldn't have. What? She has. There is a baby in the manger. A live baby.
Sure. He's asleep.
He looks like Sonny. Ben. Ben, it is Sonny.
Our Sonny?
Oh. Our Sonny. Dr. Christian, did you know?
Yes, Mary, I knew. He's all right, Mary. He's cared for and safe. You'll have him now in just a moment.
Oh, gee, don't cry now, Mary. It's all over and we got him back. Oh, Mary, everything's all right now, isn't it? For us, I mean.
Yes, Ben. Everything's all right.
Well, then why are you...
What is it, Mary?
It's just looking at Sonny there in the manger under the star. Loving him so much. Seeing him... smile in his sleep. Dr. Christian, do you suppose when the real Christ child smiled, his mother's heart turned right over with happiness, just like mine does?
Yes, Mary. I think it did.
And so ends our Christmas play in River's End. Our star Jean Hersholt will be out here in a moment to wish you the season's best. Meanwhile, won't you listen to my few words about the products that make this program possible? National surveys show Vaseline jelly to be used in more than 9 out of every 10 homes in America. No wonder that countless numbers of people actually call Vaseline jelly the handiest thing in the house. As a general home treatment for all kinds of skin injuries and irritations, minor burns, cuts, chapping, chafing, rashes, Vaseline jelly is highly recommended. Because Vaseline jelly has been found to be so safe and so pure, it is now used as the base for many specialized products bearing the trademark Vaseline, such as Vaseline borated jelly, Vaseline carbolated jelly, Vaseline camphor ice, and Vaseline lip ice. Your druggist will be glad to give you full information about them. When you buy, be sure the trademark Vaseline is clearly marked on every bottle, jar, or tube. That famous name is your guarantee of purity. And now, here's our star, Gene Hirschholt.
Well, thank you very, very much. Your applause tells us you have enjoyed our little story, and we are certainly grateful for it. And so I'd like you to meet the all-star cast in person. This is Helen Clare, star of last season's Broadway hit, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, who played Mary Bartlett. Carl Frank, who played the young husband, Ben Bartlett. Gloria Holton, who was Angela Jenkins, the Sunday school teacher. Rosemary the Camp, whom you all know and love as Judy. Little Gloria Mann, who was Patsy Hewitt. Kingsley Colton and Janice Gilbert, who played her schoolmates. And Frank Butler, the station agent. And the children who sang so charmingly are 24 members of the Children's Opera Company of New York.
Tell us about next week's program, Mr. Hirschholt.
Well, next week we have a comedy called Love on a Diet. In it, you'll meet the Corbetts. Old-fashioned David Corbett, gentle Dorothy Corbett, their ultra-mother and offspring Margaret, and the man who changed them all, Arnold Darrow. And I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And so until next Wednesday at this same hour, I'll say a merry, merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Good night.
Go and see Gene Hirschholt as Dr. Christian and others of our delightful River's End people in the RKO radio picture, Meet Dr. Christian. It's a grand picture for your children. Treat them to a matinee performance during the holidays. Your announcer, Andre Baruch. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.